Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. I'm Rich Travolino. The Wall Street Journal reports Netflix cut subscription costs in over 36 countries in recent weeks across the Middle East, Sub-Saharan Africa, Europe, and Latin America. In some countries, subscription prices dropped by up to 50%. This comes as Netflix rolls out restrictions on sharing accounts between households in some regions. Meta confirmed it began testing a roll call feature in Messenger. This invites users to submit media based on a user-generated prompt in a group chat, and only those posting content can see what others shared. So there's not a random time to post a picture like with BeReal. This is an internal test, no word on when it could be released. Samsung announced a new standardized 5G non-terrestrial network modem, which will allow for two-way communication between phones and satellites, opening the door to sending calls, text, and data without a cell network. Samsung plans to integrate the modem into its future Exynos chips. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple has hit a major milestone in developing a glucose monitor for the Apple Watch. The tech has been in development at Apple for at least 12 years and would use light-based measurement instead of blood samples. An algorithm measures the reflection of light from lasers to estimate glucose concentration. It's still years away from ending up in a watch, as the next step is apparently to make an iPhone-sized version to strap onto your bicep. The European Commission ordered employees to delete TikTok from work devices as well as personal devices using its apps or email system, citing its strict internal cybersecurity policies. ByteDance denied any data security concerns with the app. The Linux Foundation Europe created the Open Wallet Foundation, which will seek to create an open-source engine to allow for digital wallet interoperability by any third party. Use cases include identity and payments, as well as credentials like employment or certifications. Initial members include Visa, American Express, Deutsche Telekom, MIT, and the Open ID Foundation. Instagram co-founders Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger launched their personalized news reader Artifact after opening an invite-only beta last month. The app gives stats into reading habits, most read publishers, and groups articles into very specific topics. It also lets you upload your contacts to see what articles are popular in your network. A private beta of the app also adds a Discover feed where users can share articles and comment on them with friends. Meerkat and Houseparty founder Ben Rubin's new company, Here Not There Labs, released a new project called Towns, which encompasses a protocol and web-based chat app meant to allow for self-owned and governed communities. The protocol will use an Ethereum-based smart contract system to let groups set their own rules, content moderation, and any monetization. There's a sign-up to try an alpha version of its chat app with a beta planned in September where users can actually create their own groups. Right now, you need to log in with a crypto wallet, but Towns plans to add support for passkeys in the future. Spotify launched a pilot to provide exclusive playlists for NFT holders, partnering with the multiverse band Kingship and communities Overlord and Fluff. Users can link wallets from a variety of providers to validate the NFTs. The experience is available only to Android users in the US, UK, Germany, Australia, and New Zealand right now. In its fiscal Q4, NVIDIA reported its data center revenue grew 11% in the year to $3.62 billion, making up 59% of its overall revenue in the quarter. Its gaming revenue fell 46% in the year to $1.83 billion due to oversupply of chips with partners. Overall, the company earned 88 cents per share on revenue down 20.9% in the year to $6.05 billion, although both beat analyst estimates. Nikkei Asia sources say Apple will use its China-based supplier Luxshare to finish development of its upcoming mixed reality headset, taking over from Taiwan's Pegatron. This marks the first time Apple will use a Chinese supplier for a first-generation product. Earlier this week, Microsoft limited the number of turns and overall conversations per day with its Bing chatbot. Now, Bloomberg's Davey Alba reports users are seeing other content limits in place, with Bing ending conversations when prompted about feelings, as well as when it's asked about its codename, Sydney. YouTube expanded its multi-language audio tracks to more creators. These can be added through the Subtitles Editor tool, and existing content can be updated with tracks as well. Videos with multiple tracks default to a viewer's language preference. In November, the note-taking app Notion began testing Notion AI, a generative machine learning system. Now the company is making a redesigned Notion AI system available to all users. Until April 5th, users can get up to 20 free AI responses. After that, it costs $10 a month. Notion said most users start by writing their own content and use Notion AI's improved writing option to act as an editor. And finally, Google showed off its Sycamore next-generation quantum processor, which improves its quantum error correction. To get around calculation errors found in qubits, the computational basis of quantum computers, typically designers create logical qubits, which distribute a quantum state across a set of connected qubits. Google's Sycamore shows that using a larger grid of qubits could reduce its error rate, although only marginally by 0.11%. Google's researchers suggested it could improve performance to show a clear advantage for logical qubit structures by 2025 or later. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.